3 days.
Yeah, we got to call the meeting to order.
Oh, sorry.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. And this is our public hearing where we're going to be talking about the town's proposal to construct a subsurface sewage system to serve the buildings that, you know, are at 206, 220, 222, and 266 Bolton Center Road, and the application number is IW25-25-17. So I'll call the public hearing to order at 7 o'clock. We have members of the commission present, as Diane D'Annunzio, Michael McDonald, David Lynn, and myself, Ross Lowry, as chair. We have present also our wetlands agent, Alyssa Barroso. And we also have our town engineer, who is going to be presenting. Joe Dillon will be presenting. And we will entertain public comments after the presentation. At the moment, there does not seem to be anybody from the, actually, I forgot Mary is here, a board clerk. No members from the public present, but if they are show up later, they have an opportunity to speak, and this will be recorded and posted anyway. Okay, Mr. Dillon. We also have this, do we have this package online too, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I've seen it online.
Yes, we should actually put it up here so that people that are not here may see it as well.
Just to go back a little history of projects, because Ross had mentioned this was a subsurface sewage disposal system located out in the back portion of the farm parcel. It is intended to serve the Bent Memorial Library, Trooper Building, Town Hall Building, and ultimately it has future sizing for event space at the barn, which has sort of been determined yet, but it was intended more to be a catering brought in type of thing with a small event space. So we took in consideration that for the future sizing of the system. To go back, we originally did test bits on for this area back in 2008, April 2008. So that's how long this has been in progress. We've had this area here developed and engineered some time ago. It sat until we got funding through a steep grant just recently. So the portion that wetlands to go through is, here's the town hall in this area here, round up through and up along the edge of the brush line here, and the stone wall in this area here. Look through ahead to the pages to move, or put them to see that. And here is town hall. This is essentially where the wetland line starts, right in here, the first peninsula of wetlands. We're going to pick up the septic tank from town hall over here in the island behind town hall, right across. We're going to come along the back edge of the parking area here. And there may be some relocation when they put these light poles in. There's some conduits we know that are going to be there. We're going to protect those best we can, but those get need to be moved. Raised on this silver line stuff there. Makes the turn, comes along, diagonally along the field here. This is the first crossing of wetlands right in this area here. There we do show a crossing of wetlands here. On wetland area, we're putting a pump discharge area for dewatering in that location. Again, secondary wetland starts in this area. We make the turn along the stone wall, tree line there. And comes along. There still is our wetland area right here. Little finger comes out along here. We're going to put a pump discharge up on the backside over here, out of the wetland area. We'll come through across, making the turn out to another area here. We're out of the wetlands at this point right here. And ultimately, the subsurface trenches are going to be down the back. The stone wall is off here a little bit. Here's the property line. There's another stone wall here. This area was chosen. We did a lot of test pits in this area. The gradient of the water dropped significantly in this area to allow us to put a system in here to have the sizing that we need for what we need to do. Go back again. We were requested to show locations of our trench dams. And these are these large, dark rectangular rectangles through here, coming through. The purpose of that is, number one, is to not dewater the wetlands through the area through here. And number two, we don't want to create a conduit that's going to basically act as underdrain and end up shipping water up into our subsurface system that we don't want to add excess water to that. Some of the items we asked for in the previous meeting, we added profiles coming through, starting coming through. These are the manholes, these other sections cross edge are the trench dams coming through. You can see there are grades. This is all gravity. Step back one portion. Go back to another item here is the Bentley Library coming all the way up through up to Trooper Building is going to be a pressure system, 2-inch pressure line. And then at this point here, it's going to be gravity all the way through. So we don't need any pumps or anything there. It'll feed by gravity to the system. So the only thing really is going to be on the pressure system is the library. And actually the Trooper Building now will feed gravity to the manhole behind town hall also.
And one quick question, Joe, for that one section where you have the pump, is there a backup power for that and or a storage tank there?
We do have septic tanks on all these.
Okay.
We have that storage. There is, I mean, we can provide backup. I believe the library has a generator, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I just didn't know where, yeah. You know, the line was.
If something happens, it's not a major usage of the library here.
Okay.
Something power go out. That's really all we'd be handling is the variable flow that comes from the bathrooms there.
Okay.
The rest of the system will be behind.
So there's a tank there?
There's a tank there, yes.
What's the capacity?
It's 1,000 gallons.
Okay.
We're going to use the one that's there currently. Use that same with the town hall. We're going to use that. We're also ultimately we're going to add a tank. We do have a we didn't have a tank for the police station, but we're going to have one here at the barn eventually for dosing based on the flow that we can kind of dose out the flows there for the events.
Yeah.
But that's kind of that. Let's say the wetlands are in this area through here. This is where we're making that crossing through. Gravity line is going to come through there. We have a boring proposal from Welty Geotechnical, proposing 5 borings coming through this area. And that's something I think we'll, when we get out in the field, we're going to locate those borings, field locate them. There's going to be split screen sampling. We're going to take samples through those because we want to actually kind of do double duty for the future. Pathway that's coming through there. I don't want to go through there twice. I'll do it one time and have all information. We can carry that forward.
So the purpose of the borings is to understand what the subsurface structures are like.
Subsurface structure, we know where we have rock to worry about. Go to the depths of what our gravity line is going to be. Make sure we don't have refusal anywhere. We have to worry about that. Also, we're going to be doing, let's say, we're going to be sampling the soils. That will also help in determining our trench dams too at the same time.
Where is the boardwalk relative to the sewer line?
We have it shown on here. This light, I had it lightened up a little bit in the back here.
I can only close it with my eyes.
So it runs parallel?
Parallel simply because that gives us.
So this is the boardwalk.
This is the boardwalk right here.
Oh, right here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And the sewer line is running right around it.
I did that purposely because then we have
that access right.
To maintain it. We got to get to a manhole where it's not
going
to be out. We can
Yeah,
And
pickup trucks.
you don't want to ride a boat below it. The maintenance of the sewer very different. Okay.
So just as just a question though, depending on what you find when you do the borings, you may wind up changing the path of
Very
the.
well said that, yes,
Okay.
absolutely.
When are the borings scheduled to be done?
Well, with the snow we just had,
No, I know that makes it
different.
tough. It would
Yeah,
have
it saves a little bit, but as soon as possible, I can get that information in, finalize the drawings, we can move forward with the other project too for the
No, absolutely. And
yeah.
so, and you'll alert us so that
Absolutely,
we can be
yeah.
on site.
Yes.
So,
The other thing to mention too is the boardwalk through the wetlands. I prefer the pathway through the wetlands will be an elevated boardwalk on helical piles, so we stay up above the wetlands. We don't want to fill any wetlands, we want to keep it above.
Yeah, so, but the intent is to get the parts done before this goes out to bid.
Oh yes,
Okay,
absolutely,
good,
absolutely. Because we have to know what we have. I don't
exactly.
have much expertise to say the borings do what exactly? Is it those sampling holes or what? It's an auger. We're going to have a
Yeah.
tracked rig to limit our disturbance and our basic pressure in the wetland area here. It has a auger. It'll go down
4-inch diameter
four
auger.
inch down.
Okay.
It'll take, the soils will come up as the auger's down because it's creating a hole in the ground. So you'll have some soils you have to take care of, and we'll carefully take care of that wetland area.
Specifically, what are we looking for?
We're looking for where refusal is rock for the most part. We also want to know for this future boardwalk here is they want geotechnical information on the soils so that when we put these helical piles up, we know how deep we have to go, how big they have to be.
Okay.
We'll take split, what they call split swoon samples every, it's a continuous. They drill down, they drop this sampling core, and they pound it in, they count the number of blows it takes to advance it every 6 inches. They take a sample back from that, or we take, they can do.
You can test on the sample, and also the bullet counts give them an idea of the relative density of the soil, which helps them in designing these helical piles.
Yes.
Do you have to do this after the snow is gone? I mean,
It would be very helpful, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it,
I mean,
two or three, 4 inches I've done in some of light snow areas and icy conditions, but this is a little bit
the
more advanced.
alternative is you have to plow a path
Yeah.
that you've
And
advertised in
we have
advance.
assessed the hidden conditions and decide where we want to put
I
the
just
hole.
wondered how much snow you could start to do it in.
Say I've done it in 3 inches of snow. It's not great, but it's not
Does
awful either.
the depth of freezing have affect your ability to do anything just because it's been relatively cold lately?
It's really deep frost. It could affect your early blow counts
Yeah,
and
that's what
split
I'm.
swoon sampling. But we're going to be in the areas, a little bit in the brush
Okay,
line.
so there won't be an impediment, basically.
No, I don't think so.
It's actually a benefit, especially if you're drilling on a wetland.
No,
Yeah,
that's true, because
because
you're not.
otherwise the equipment can sink.
I think we have 3 feet of
Okay.
frost, which is very rare.
Yeah, I've never seen that much.
Yeah,
Yeah, typically it's 10 to 18 inches on the
and you
west
get in
slope.
there too, and we'll be in the area, the brush area, edges there, you get the
Yes.
overburst from
And the snow will actually insulate it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Snow insulates the leaf matter, will insulate it too.
Yeah,
You dig
no,
down.
I think once you can get equipment out there, I think you'll find yes, the site will be in good shape for that program.
Listen, sure, that's my
Yeah, the
plan.
other thing
Okay.
too, because they were doing work in the wetlands, I'd like you to also just talk about the other alternatives that we looked at that we didn't, which did not prove to be prudent or, feasible, because that's what we're supposed to look at when you have work in the wetlands and.
Right. One other that we suggested was that we basically come along this line behind town hall and sweep around through here and come up and eliminate this, try to reduce as much wetland crossing as we can. We have a small finger here. We probably could squeeze through there, but we'd have to cross this little bit right here. This is actually an old drainage trench. I think that was cut to kind of help
Yeah.
dry out the fields for farming. Come up this way. That was determined to be difficult because it required pump stations and gravity works best.
Yeah, the trade-off with that is
Yeah.
there's more electric, there's more basically mechanical systems, the active mechanical systems that you have to put in
Easier
place.
well, downhill than going
Long-term
uphill.
maintenance costs added. Yeah.
Reliability and
So
long-term
that was,
maintenance.
we looked at that. We did do a route. We looked at that. It wasn't going to be much longer
Yeah.
in length, but slightly longer. But the mechanical systems that are required was determined to be not ideal. We also looked at directional drilling through the wetlands, even kind of here or down here. That turned to be very expensive, price prohibitive, really. It was.
But wouldn't fit within the grant monies that we have available.
Yeah, we were talking well over $100,000 just get that 500 feet or more. Directional drilling.
Yeah, bidirectional drilling for folks who don't know. It's just like in this case, it'd be more or less horizontal drilling.
Right. Dig down your bore in a hole.
And you go sideways instead of down.
All in your pipe.
So that way, it's the advantage is you don't have to put equipment into the wetland at all the work, and all the work can be done from the outside.
And you don't need to worry about the dams and the, because there's no trench and so forth. But then, but
it costs us too much.
It's still over the budget.
Yeah, and we did also to mention we did a functions and values of wetlands here, and there were Davis Environmental did a report for us, and they determined the only thing to watch out for there's habitat there, no number spotted, but the American kestrel was a bird that is known in this area, and without going back and doing a full study of the area for the presence of one, we're going to just avoid. Time frame they gave us that their breeding season. We have work to do here. We have work to do here. We're going to connect, make the interconnection during their off season, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So we have the ability to do that. We can do a lot. There's a lot to be done up here, and there's a lot to be done coming around here before we make that last connection.
And what I just would ask
make
is
make sure that all that is done in the way it's supposed to be. You?
Yes.
Well, and also Alyssa, our agent, needs to be out there to inspect, make sure that it's done in accordance with the, you know, the plan of record.
Doing engineering aspects, and she's reviewing the environmental aspects.
Yeah. And then just encourage folks, since we're doing the public hearing, and we also have this as an item to vote on. So I would also suggest that you ask any questions now that we're going to come up with later, just so we can, you know, move the rest of this along further. Because I think we've been addressing the points that the members have brought up.
Yeah, and then the only part I'd say is the letter we have from regarding the drilling program.
Yes.
It was for the boardwalk and there's no dates involved. So you clarify that you'll be providing that information as soon as you can.
That's it. It was an open proposal from them. They gave you know, a number of borings and the methods they were going to do. It's just opening in us to
and then you're answering, but there wasn't anything specific about some of the other questions I had back in November about use of augers and no flush drilling. Based on the letter from Welty and what he says tonight, it seems to imply that the intent is to use just the augers and not use any flush for drilling.
Yes,
because that's you can use flush if you needed to, but there's some contingencies you need to take. But if you're not going to use flush,
I don't intend to. No, it's just
then we're good. Then all I need is the date and notice to be when you're going to be out.
Right. Well done. And I said it'll be as soon as possible.
You also mentioned that he was going to use a track vehicle, which is
yes, cool. Yeah, track vehicle.
And just what I should have asked folks to do earlier is to state your qualifications since you're a professional engineer.
Yes.
And you can actually provide expert in testimony in this based on your profession. So we should just note that.
Yes, I'm a registered professional engineer in Connecticut, state of Connecticut, civil engineer.
And David, I know you're a mechanical engineer. If you want to just state that for the record as well.
Mechanical engineer. Okay, engines. So okay. This is not an area of the up to speed on. Sounds like it's all very well thought out.
Yeah, and those are the folks on the commission that have pertinent professional expertise. And just along those lines, you had some questions about the material being used for the trench dams. Was that answered? I didn't.
Thanks for getting back at me.
Yeah.
And you provided the design criteria you used for that. And it comes from the Connecticut State Guidelines for Soil Erosion and Sediment Control. The design criteria you utilize is actually meant for a design of temporary sediment basins, not for permanent impoundment of water. And they're defined as dikes or excavated and or diked areas which impound water long enough to allow sediment to settle out of the water column. They are intended to prevent a high degree of sediment removal. for a 10-year, 2-hour storm. So it's intended to be, you know, that's what they state in their design criteria.
So that's something that would let the water flow through at a gradual rate and facilitate sedimentation.
Yeah, that's my question. Is it would you say, is this an appropriate design guideline for what you'd call, and on the plans you call it a trench dam? Is that an appropriate?
I think we're trying to achieve is that whatever we use for these trench dams is at least as impervious as the surrounding soils. And that's what we're trying to get at. We're not, you know, trying to put just an immediate absolute waterproof dam there. It's just as long as we are equal to or more impervious than the surrounding soils, which those soils up there are pretty.
No, that's fine. I just seeking clarification.
Yeah.
And because it's a little confusing with trench dam versus trench dam implies impervious.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But, I mean, but
I know you mentioned that.
You clarified your intent. So,
low salt material, which.
And with the,
that's in a reasonable, you know, goal. You're just trying to maintain the current current state of permeability.
Correct.
Which makes sense because I'm more familiar where they put the sewer lines in, like I said, in my former town where they put it through the bedrock and then they didn't use the appropriate stuff, which should have been completely impermeable to match the soil that was surrounded with this rock.
So that's fine.
This is different.
And you also mentioned that based on the mapping, you anticipate on experience, and I think you're probably right that the on-site, the excavated material on site will have that minimum 15% silt. Are you just going to confirm that before you use lighting some material?
Yes, construction we can confirm. Yeah, and when we use the multi borings too, we'll have samples that we can.
Yeah, just use standard. I mean, a standard construction procedure where the stockpile on the area and say the soil is good for the purpose there, and they can have it.
We now need a larger.
It's just a simple gradation test to confirm that. So that could be part of the contract. So they'll
satisfy. No, we'll ask the multi. When he goes through the mornings, we'll have them, you know, run gradations.
Run the gradation, and also just confirm an on-site during construction that they run a gradation test.
Yeah,
they do it on the stockpiles all the time.
So we can send it out.
Just, you know, that's all. It's supposed to be part of the contract documents that, you know, just the material they're going to use for that impervious fill has to be tested. So that's all. And this all goes back, actually, I'll just retreat back to question one. You asked if we can have a conditional approval that based on that all the, you know, because that pertained to incorporation of the recommendation that was provided. And then you listed a whole bunch of specifications that you were going to, conditional approval that you're going to submit.
Those technical specs that we use are
so something like that. If you can just include that in the technical spec,
yeah, we can do that.
And that could be part of the
we can put that as a condition we'll be discussed later. So I just pulled that for
okay. So we'll get back to that.
Yeah, they'd be a trenching spec.
And the only other question I have about the trenching is do you think you're going to be able to meet compaction requirements in a wet trench with high silt soils?
I'm really only worried about the compaction below the pipe. Into the spring line of the pipe. I mean,
well, that's where it's going to be wet.
Yeah, well, they do water.
Yeah,
you know, and I hope we'll do it during the dry season, and that will be our. We'll dewater it actually.
Yeah, and well, and so I'm sorry. There was one more thing I forgot. It. I just want to confirm that you're good with that. It's just a little. There could be some lack of clarity in the plan versus, you know, you have the standard trench detail saying if you have wet conditions encountered, you can use the crush stone and on the bottom.
Yes.
He just I just want to make sure they don't hit wet soil on the trench dam sections and say, well, it's wet, so we'll put the stone down. So just let them know that they absolutely cannot put stone in this area.
Now that will be, and that's why
I didn't see anything disallowing it. So unless you specifically disallow it, I was going to say, well, you told me you didn't tell me.
You'll get the specs now as we get these drawings set and we build the specifications.
So I'm just letting you know now.
That's kind of
it's intuitive, but work with contractors.
Yeah,
so we had to tell them specifically.
Exactly. Sometimes you need to mark things in the field where they're not supposed to go because you didn't tell them not to.
Exactly.
And they will.
So I just wanted that clarification cleared up, you know, that potential discrepancy cleared up on the
Not
plan.
at all. No,
Okay.
no,
And
no.
then just one other thing too that I know the public would be interested in if they listened to the recording was we had talked about where the archaeological area was, and that's not within any of the work areas,
It is not.
correct?
It is not. The area of archaeological is to the east of the barn over here, as we have seen some not very exact locations, but I've seen some, you know, talking in this area down here.
Kind of to the southeast of
The Rochambeau and Cam area where the sign is down here.
Yeah, to the southeast.
It's
Closer to the road than it is to our
It's just because I know that's the
area of the
question that
infiltration.
folks are
No,
interested, because
it's
I know some of the people who like going up there and working when they're doing official digs, they go up unofficially with their metal detectors along with the folks up there too. So, and I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, and the depth at which the sewer line will allow them still to hay the fields and such.
Absolutely. The only thing that's going to be precluded from any haying is on top of the leach field. So you want to on that.
Yeah.
But we have, it was a while back, they asked me to designate an area that's like a no-fly zone for the hay field, and I did, you know, kind of just encompass. I think I meant to dig into the wall here and just kind of.
Yeah. That's a traditional leaching field as well. It's not built above soil or anything.
It is mounted somewhat because we have to get. It's going to be, as you can see from it does sort of come out flat and then down. So
Okay, what I'm saying is it's still gravity fed.
absolutely.
So this goes in on the high end of the slope, and then you have it built to
Yes.
allow the enough area for this septic field.
Right. That's correct. That's all our, we have trenches
Okay.
along here and. That's why we chose this area, because as we moved along with our test pits years ago, we found this area is the groundwater started to take off and get down low enough where we can have our
Okay.
separation distance.
And we have a backup or a field or no?
There is, I believe this is a reserve area here.
Okay.
The reserve area is listed here. This is the main portion right
All
now.
right, so the reserve is just downslope
It's
further.
there. It's prepared to that to put benches in.
Yeah. Okay. Any further questions? I think this answered all the ones that I remember that we discussed. Go for it.
Last one, you said that you'd have to put trenches in there if you wanted to use that. And that would be something down the line, or would that be?
That would only be in the case that, God forbid, we get a failure of the existing system that we build with this system. We always have to have a reserve for
Right.
coding, and that's just there designated for future.
Okay.
That's a requirement. The health codes require that you have
Yeah.
Right,
a
but it's
secondary
easily
field.
accessible once you do everything
Yeah,
else.
so we prepare an area and we treat it as we treat the other area. It's kind of a
So it's ready to go.
It's
You would
ready.
just need to put in the various piping and so forth, trench it, pipe it, cover it over, and it's connected up to the existing line
Yes.
that's coming
Correct.
in.
Yeah. Okay.
That is time in case it's needed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Then it's
Sure.
better to do it now,
Yeah.
one
Absolutely.
disturbance
That's why I
instead of
asked if
multiple.
it's done.
It's actually great that it's always great when you put infiltration systems on a slope. I have it in my backyard, and 35 years, only the top slope, only the top trench has had any
Not
water in it.
great.
So,
David, any questions?
No, I think I would. You've been asking all the appropriate questions.
No.
Now then, I will, if the members of the commission have no questions, I'm going to just check to make sure that we do not have anybody online, and I'm going to do the obligatory three asks. Do we have any comments from the public? Going once. Do we have any comments from the public? Going twice.
I just want to say it was a really good presentation.
Do we have any comments from the public going three times? And then I will call this public hearing closed at 6:29 p.m. on Tuesday, the 27th of 2026 of January. Thank you. And so I'm going to just mute us here because now we get to sit and kick back until we have our regular scheduled meeting. So let me mute. You know, Mary's still. Mary, are you still there? Oh, Mary.
Yep.
Unmute, if you would, for a
moment. I hear.
Yeah, no, Alyssa just pointed out that we said that the regular meeting would follow immediately. Mm-hmm. The agenda, so we will just start that. So I'm going to call that to order and then I'll call our regular meeting of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission to order now that the public hearing has ended. We have present David Lynn, Ross Lowry, myself, chair, Michael McDonald, another member, and Diane D'Annunzio, member. Alyssa Barossa is our wetlands agent, and again, if you, David and Michael, would state your professional qualifications, again, for the record for this meeting, since you guys have some expertise.
Mechanical engineer for training, professional working for Pratt Whitney Building.
Mike McDonald, registered professional engineer, civil engineering in the state of Connecticut.
Okay, then I will ask for approval of our agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Do I have a second? It's a motion made by Michael, seconded by David. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by members present. Public comment. See if we got any public here. Does not look like there's any members of the public. So then let's move on to approval of our minutes for the previous meeting. They're in our package. Do not see them in the package. I should have printed them. Let me go back online. We are December meeting for December 16th.
They're at the end right before the plant.
We are here.
The very last thing.
Yeah, so they are, yes. I don't see anything. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
A second.
So a motion made by Diane, seconded by Michael. Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. So let's move on to our old business, which was discussion of IW 25-17, 206 Bolton Center Road, construct a subsurface sewer system, which was just the subject of our public hearing. So I would just ask if there are any additional questions or comments. Seemed that we had things answered, and it just would be a matter of do we have any conditions we'd like to see attached to the application?
Yeah. I'll just reference a letter that I got from Joe earlier today that I questioned how they were going to enforce those requirements in the Davidson environmental report. And he said that they request pertinent sections of the project's technical specifications be submitted as a condition of approval. More specifically, turf is not, and then he lists a bunch of the specifications they intend to be part of the conditional approval that they'll have to be submitted. Turf establishment, trenching.
So then we need to have something for Mary to be able to record.
Mm-hmm.
Since she's looking like, oh God, he's going to give a long list, and I don't know what he's going to write down.
It's written in Alyssa's email, so we can just forward Alyssa's email.
Should it highlight the particular ones, and we can forward, because we have to make a motion that includes them.
Okay, you want me to read them off a lot more slowly?
I think you should read them slowly.
Got it.
And just then we can cite them coming from Alyssa's email, and then we can also send a copy of that to Mary so she could work from it to get the wording. And Alyssa will have it too, because she has to put this in the conditions when she writes the permit.
Got it.
What email are we talking about?
Huh?
What email are we talking about?
The email you sent, you forwarded the email from Joe.
Oh, the forwarded one. Okay.
Yeah, you had actually didn't write it.
Joe's
forwarded
email. Yeah.
So you.
And the date of the email is?
The date of the email is today, January 27th, 2026.
And that's from Joe Dillon, forwarded to you by Alyssa.
Correct. And so the question was, how are you going to include requirements as outlined in They were in environmental's December 8th report. And the response to that was, we request that pertinent sections of the project's technical specifications be submitted as a condition of approval. More specifically, sections 39, 92, 00, turf establishment.
That's one number.
That's one.
39, 92, 00
is okay. One number. 31, 23, 33, trenching. 31, 23, 23, backfilling. 31, 23, 19, dewatering. 31, 50, 00, sheeting and bracing. 31, 25, 00, soil erosion and sediment control. And 01, 12, 0, 0, 0, special procedures that will address specific recommendations from the Davidson report.
And we should also include, is like, you know, is this is part of the, this should be posted on the website as well. This material's related to this meeting. It's not in the packet, is it? That email?
No. Those specifications haven't been provided yet. You had asked for it, but they just, I don't know if they're just not ready yet or.
Okay.
Yeah, so that happens after.
Well, there'll be a condition then to put this on the, you know, that this conditional, the approval is based on these conditions
project.
Being fulfilled.
Yes. And in addition to additional requirements as we discussed and seem to agree upon, on other items, you provide a date notification of the SSC program so that an inland wetland member can be on site during the SSC program and surface exploration. Sorry.
So that's basically the drilling and coring.
The test boring.
The correct. Test boring.
Another requirement is that material used for the impervious dams will be tested in construction prior to use to make sure they meet the soil requirements as outlined in the specifications and plans. And the third one I have here is that you're going to clarify that the wet trench construction allowance will not be permitted in the portions of the trench that have the impervious dam. And you clarify that in the plans and our specifications. That's what I had for requirements. If anybody has any.
No, we also always have the general one that it'd be done in accordance with the plan of record.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought of something else. And that if any differing site requires changing the plans, that you'll coordinate with the inland wetland on that.
Yep. And depending on the nature of it, you may or may not need to come back to the commission.
Yeah.
If it's minor, you know,
exactly.
Alyssa can deal with it in the field and we're done.
Well, whatever we see.
You can coordinate with Alyssa as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And if
right.
she's happy
right.
with
right.
it, yeah, if yep. she's happy with it, then she can obviously call any of the mission members for advice or kind.
Because you're basically, if you're going to just move it a few feet either side, it doesn't really require us to go and approve it.
Right? Yeah, the only type of condition I would speak would be problematic if you encounter higher bedrock than anticipated.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you suddenly what the excavation method for the rock and so forth.
Yeah, or anybody just decided we could
you can move it. Yeah,
maybe whatever's
the do an extra one to say, okay, yeah. We'll clear over here. We'll
that's the only that's the major difference yeah. that I'd be concerned about. Yeah.
Which
well.
Is covered by the requirement that if it's substantial they come
yep.
back.
Yeah.
And that's always part of the permits. If there's any deviation, they have to come significant deviation from the plans, they have to come back to the commission.
Perfect.
That'd be considered an amended site plan, is that how you would term that or just a different?
Well, basically, if it's just a small amount, you don't need to do anything other than coordinate with Alyssa. She might ask me or Michael,
right.
What do you guys think? Is this worth having it come back? And the odds are if you're just moving it a couple of feet, no. But if you're moving it 30, 40, 50 feet because you ran into bedrock, well, yes. And then you just do an amended plan.
Yes.
An amendment to the plan.
Right.
And it's no big deal. The stuff happens once you get
that. It's just paperwork to make sure that permit aligns with reality
yeah.
in the future.
Well, which does help if you need to do maintenance or anything. The The piping should be where you think it is.
Oh, actually, yeah, you know, the
flooring.
No, and as-built is used to be a standard. I think it's
very
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll entertain a motion to approve the permit with the conditions that we just enumerated and that Mary recorded, and we will provide the, Alyssa, would you be able to send that? Because I don't have a copy of it. Would you be able to forward that also
the
to
email?
Mary? Yeah.
Yeah.
To Mary so that she has a record of it. Yeah, actually forward to the rest of the commission, that would be good too, and to Mary. So that way she'll have it to work from, we'll have it, and then we should also make it a part of the public record since it was introduced as a discussion point.
And you might want to include the comments I had previously sent that initiated the response from Joe.
Yeah.
It should be in the thread. I'm not sure.
Because if it's in the thread, then you're all set.
No, because you could just print it to a PDF and we can post it. So again, I'm asked for a motion to approve with the conditions that were just discussed and enumerated.
I move to vote to approve.
Do I have a second? Motion made by Michael, seconded by David. Any further discussion? Seeing none and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, motion passes unanimously by all members present. You have a permit approval. And then Alyssa will draw it up and just don't start until you get the permit. And then when you do, notify Alyssa so she can notify us as needed and whoever else.
We'll have it to you on Friday.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, everybody.
Be safe getting home.
Hopefully we don't get one Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I heard it's supposed to be as much as we had.
It depends on the track.
I like the snow, but I'm just here a couple of weeks. It's more.
I like the snow in Vermont.
Yeah, man. My house fits. We had those big storms, like, was it 7, 8 years ago, like this? They came in January and they slid
to March. It was like 3, 4
blocks and a half.
Down. Some, it's like, it's up over my front window. So I'm in a very cold spot. Corner there, and snow wasn't gone until towards the end of April 1 year. My yard service is going, when can we come in and do it? I said, I still have the snow. He said, well, we did this, the house is up the street from you. I said, look at mine. I still have 4 or 5 inches of snow.
Well, happy for the owners.
Gotta go skiing. Anyway, let's get going with the agenda.
Sorry.
He's billing us. Don't keep him talking.
Oh, hey, come off.
Okay.
Sorry. Nice job. Bye, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Trent.
And then let's just wrap this up because maybe we'll get out of here at 7 or so. All right, no new business. Then we have the wetland agents report.
So the tree work that was occurring on 836 Bolton Road /139 Vernon Road, dependent because it's that kind of strange lakeside property that's in both Vernon and Bolton,
mm-hmm.
but the tree work was taking place in Bolton, which is why we were concerned with it. They finished up. I revisited the site. It looks good, but the work happened later than they expected. It was supposed to take place in November, and it didn't take place till like early this month. So they can't grow anything there. So I said, keep your controls up, which she was already planning to do. Keep the controls up, get something in the ground as early as possible in the spring. So it's like technically the tree work is finished, but it's not closed out quite yet. But that's kind of a major update on that one. It does look good and it will be nice, but I provided her with some, her meaning the applicant, with some plant recommendations and places to get them for the spring. So
that's on your to-do list to go back and visit in the spring.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll be going till it's fully stabilized.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I was made aware of a project potentially happening on the town green that we got grant money for. It was for like a drainage project and potentially some like new gazebos on the town green where we currently have a gazebo. If anyone's unfamiliar, does everyone know what I mean by the town green?
Yes.
Kind of right in front of the library. So I went out there because it's always wet, like always. There's like puddles there constantly. So it's important to note, I just became a soil scientist like a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's an important like piece of expertise because I can do things as like an expert now in certain contexts. So I went out there with my auger on like the one day that it was thawed enough for me to get down deep. It was when it was really unseasonably warm a few weeks ago. So I went down there. I can pull up pictures if you guys want. I don't know if it'll really matter, but didn't find any wetland soils at
No.
all, which I was pretty surprised by just because it's so wet all the time.
Yep.
So I consulted Barb because she knows this town a lot better than I do. So we talked about it. I showed her everything that I found, and she said that it was likely because it's fill, like it's all just fill.
And it
So
wasn't
what I
filled
was pointing
enough
out.
or properly drained.
Exactly right. It was filled in the shape of a bowl for some reason, or it just, compacted. But
Or
it
they
was
built up.
filled, but not up.
It might have been that originally it was sort of level with the roads when they were dirt or gravel. And then when you go and build them up to modern construction standards, it's above where the green is.
Or it could have settled also. Yeah.
Exactly.
So whatever reason.
That's what she said. So I, because I was kind of like, huh, I'm really shocked. Like no wetland soils, like not even really any modeling. Like there, it was really just bright, bright soil the whole
Yeah.
way.
Doesn't surprise me,
So
even if it were
she,
wetlands, it would be low value at this
of
point.
course, yeah. But I was surprised. And so Barb said, based on the pictures, if you give it maybe 30, 40, 50 more years, that film might kind of horizonate and start to glay and get that gray wetland look. But the way it is right now, she was like, I would not call this a wetland at all. So that's kind of, I don't know,
I was
where
less
the
concerned. I
yes.
wrote to Jim Rupert about that and copied Alyssa, which is, when I heard about it at another meeting.
That's probably why he asked me to do
Yeah.
that.
And I was less concerned about wetlands in the green than I don't know what their drainage proposals are because there's a big vernal pool the other side of Toomey
Behind the
that I'm more
library.
concerned about behind the library. So that would be more of a concern for me was where are you going to put the drainage?
Yeah, because I can't drain out
Because your other everything else is uphill.
today.
And even if they wanted to, they couldn't even use that the swale and the stuff that they put in over there because I think they'd still they might be below grade for that, below the pitch for that. So I don't know what their plans are yet, but I'm not worried about wetlands in there. I'm more worried about what they do when they just where they're going to take it, if they can, when they drain it.
Yeah, but he asked me to kind of delineate. That was my first like official duty as a soil scientist. And yeah, I didn't find anything, but I still asked Barb because
Yeah.
I wanted to be sure.
Couldn't they
So,
just raise the whole site? Couldn't
well,
they just raise the green
I think that's
and then the roadway
the
will handle the drainage?
Yeah, because it
yeah,
should
I
flow
think that's
off
kind of
there.
like
Yeah.
the what
That's the
they're
way I would
going
do it.
for.
It'd be cheap.
But I don't see
Exactly.
that.
It's just fill.
Right, exactly.
You have to double check to make sure you're not going to adversely
A
impact
new gazebo.
the existing drainage, but I don't anticipate that would be a
Yeah,
problem.
because the water just
Yeah,
blow around the
exactly.
edges
It
of it and
looked
just put
like.
appropriate drainage in it so that you just don't be build a big sponge.
Yeah.
Right.
It shouldn't be too expensive. I think I don't know whether they were planning to replace this. It's not really an issue. I think, like I said, I'm more concerned about the drainage out of it. Where are they
Yeah.
going to take that?
Yeah, no, if you build it up and you have sheet fall off, that's BD
Sure.
above
Yeah, I
that.
know.
Or
Well, I mean,
D.
I would like it too from the point of view there's no maintenance involved. You
Exactly.
build the whole thing properly and it just rolls off and you have appropriate drainage in it,
Sounds like that's a plan,
like a flower pot.
right? Oh yeah.
All right,
Yes,
next.
scraping and all that.
Oh yeah, we have an item for this. So yeah, everything else is just all the typical ongoing stuff. I've had a lot, like an unseasonable, I don't know what the right word is, but an abnormal number of people calling and asking about regulations because they want to buy properties in
It's a
Bolton.
good thing that
So I
they're
don't know.
asking before
I
they.
know. I was like happy but surprised. But I've had several, like even real estate agents calling me and saying, like, what would we have to go through? Somebody asked me about planting 2 acres of elderberries in wetlands. And I was like, well, agricultural exemptions, all these things. So yeah, it was kind of, that was an interesting one. I had to ask around about that one too. But
And you do that?
well,
I'm just
it would
curious.
be up to y'all, but
It's
it
allowable if.
basically, yeah, they would, if they got an agricultural exemption and they weren't like placing fill or like removing tons of
Like the
vegetation
next
and
size
stuff
on
from
the
the wetland.
agenda.
Right. Yeah.
They would have to do what they said they would. They would only get an exemption for that activity, which would be
Right.
to grow the
Right.
elderberries or
Which they
something
can like
else.
plant elderberries as an agricultural thing, but if they want to like clear, drain, anything like that, it wouldn't really be allowable, at least without a permit. And I don't think it would be a good permit to grant. But yeah, just planting elderberries would be great. That would
Yeah.
add a lot of, habitat value and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, I've had quite a few people calling about stuff like that. So that was kind of interesting. And then yeah, everything else is going well. Ground's pretty much frozen and nothing's moving at this point. I just have everybody keeping up their controls until
No.
spring.
Anything new or to talk about on Rod, what is it?
Just describe it.
No. What's the My mind escapes. See that big mess that was over the one you and I visited with George. What was that?
Oh, 65 Shoddy?
Yeah, Shoddy Mill. Anything new with that?
No, they planted in the fall, so we're just waiting till spring to go back.
Okay, so then go and check on how's it doing. Okay.
Yeah, and then basically at that point, we can close out the wetland stuff, and then they're going to move in on zoning violation.
All right. Any other questions for Alyssa? And if not, we can move on to our cease and correct.
Yeah. So I learned importantly. So this is after like several weeks of harassing George Logan daily from three different numbers to try to get them.
Logan is who again?
The wetland scientist that was hired
I
to,
thought I just wanted to confirm.
he did the delineation but never returned a report. So for several weeks I was harassing him daily, just trying to get a response from him. He was just completely, "You're a little late."
You can join.
It was at 6.
What
He would be if it was
immediately
at
the
7.
regular meeting is to immediately follow.
Right.
Oh, seven.
Yeah, he thought it was 7. It's
Wait.
seven.
Oh well.
Okay.
Anyway, you're here. So
Right.
if Mary would just note
Oh,
that Jim Warsh just joined us at 6:58.
as we're about to adjourn.
Was I wrong? What time did the meeting start?
Six.
6 o'clock.
Public hearing is at six.
I kept asking too. I sent emails. I wanted to be sure when I was supposed to be here because our regular meeting is at 7.
Yeah, we set it for 6. You guys set it for 6. I didn't set it for
Well, I
6.
apologize.
Whatever.
Careful.
You're
I
here.
thought that the heart of the public hearing at 7 and then the meeting followed up that.
Just an hour off.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I
Sorry,
overdo.
the more thing, I'm just sorry you had to drive.
Yeah, for like 10.
So anyway,
That was quite
we're
a bit.
talking on the cease and correct for
Oh, yeah.
37 Knott's Road, and Alyssa was just mentioning how we would have not George Logan, who did the delineation, has gone dark.
Yeah, so I
mean by that
was her.
Can't
He
speak to
literally just
that.
will not speak to me. Like, he won't return my calls. He won't email me back. Like, he is not responding
I'm sorry,
at
who's saying this for
all.
you?
He's the wetland scientist we hired to, he did
Oh.
the delineation.
He delineated where the wetlands
Just
are. Oh, this
literally.
is a short report, and we have not gotten that.
So I know. So, well, the first annoying thing was that he wanted more money to do this additional, which it really wasn't. He had already charged the guy for, but whatever. He wanted the violator, the tenant or the owner of the 37 Notch property, to pay him some extra money to complete the report. We ended up getting him, meaning the owner at 37 Notch, to agree to do that. So
$300,
yeah,
correct?
$300. So I was like, all right, great, we'll finally get this moving, because he got his money, right? So after weeks and weeks of harassing George, getting absolutely nothing back, leaving messages on the daily, like literally harassing, I decide to email Mr. Uzunov, who's the tenant at 37, the owner of 37 Notch, my bad. And I'm like, have you heard from him? Because presumably you paid him, right? And he's just not returning this thing that you paid him for. So he hasn't been able to get in contact with him since that. So he never even paid him the extra money. So sure. Like nothing has happened. I know, which is actually better, because he's not technically, you know, stealing from him now. But so that's kind of, I want to discuss this, because we really need to think of the possibility that we never get a report.
And I had sent an email to Jim Rupert, and I copied you and Michael on it, that we should get together with the planning and zoning and with the attorney and with Jim Rupert, and I never heard back.
P&Z, that's another important thing. P&Z apparently did a site walk of the property or otherwise evaluated it and sent a notice of violation.
Okay.
So I guess
we never heard back, because I asked specifically about that, and just put it on the record, this was like 2 weeks ago, I did not hear back from anybody on my distribution, not from Jim Rupert or, you know, and the town attorney, nobody.
So
I've also got another complaints, just to put it on the record, from other, you know, abutting property owners that I spoke with at length, that they are very unhappy with it. Some of their issues were pertinent to P&Z, others were to us. And yeah, so I told them they would have to work out with the, you know, P&Z stuff, who they had to talk to and how to go about it. And I said we could take a look at further stuff for wetlands.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's, I mean, we have been on this for a year. It's literally been a year, like almost to the date of this violation since I first sent the NOV. So with P&Z, they send the NOV, they have more like stringent regs than us. They have 30 days that they have to wait before they can issue a citation, which I learned, we can just send a citation, like we don't have any time to wait, but they do. So they have 30 days, and if there's no like response or anything, they'll cite them and move forward on an order, I'm assuming the way that we do, so. So hopefully something will at least move.
Yeah, I sent my email on January 16th. So here we are 10 days later.
Okay.
I copied you and Michael on it. I made a mistake, referred to 39 versus 37, but it should have been 37 Notch Road.
Okay. So yeah, there was some complaints that were sent to the whole land use department from neighbors, like several in the past couple weeks. And I, every time I was like, we are already on this, need to get zoning on this. We're already on this. Can zoning please do something about this? And finally they did. So hopefully something actually happens. But yeah, so for our purposes only, we need to think about what to do.
So one thing is, I have noted from just walking by and from the other complaints I've heard, is that they are continuing to bring in stuff and piling it up in or adjacent to the wetlands. They are also in violation of the agricultural exemption that we gave them several years ago, because they have never used the area that Barbara and the then commission members said they could leave filled as long as they used it for an agricultural purpose. They have not. There's a sawmill set up there. There's wood piled on it. Vehicles are parked on it. It has never been used for the blueberries or mushrooms. So they are in violation of that, because they're doing activities on there other than what those were permitted that would allow the fill to remain. So That violation plus the ongoing stuff where they continue to clear in the wetlands or adjacent to them without a permit, continue to bring in stuff and pile it in or adjacent to the wetlands. So they obviously know from the cease and correct that Alyssa sent that you need to come to the commission. And they also know from the previous violation that they had that Barbara Kelly enforced and also came to the commission that they shouldn't do it. So at this point, there is no reason why they would not know that they should not, based on two previous violations, is my personal take on it. And I, and nothing we have done so far has stopped them from doing stuff that they shouldn't.
Are they trying to use the? Yeah. Are they trying to use? Yeah. Are they trying to use the lack of the report from Logan as a?
I think that's probably a big part of it. I could see that as.
And what's the purpose of the report, though? I mean, already identified violations. Do we need
it's
that report?
Not to identify the violations, it's to move forward with like a restoration plan.
Yeah, he.
That's the next step.
George had delineated the wetlands. He had also noted the depths to which things had been filled in places. He had to estimate where the wetlands line were because there was so much wood chip fill he couldn't get an auger down deep enough to reach the previously existing surface.
Okay, so but the cease and desist can be enforced right now. We don't need the local report to enforce the cease and desist.
No, the cease and desist has been active for a year at this point.
How do we how do we enforce it? What's the next step for enforcement?
Next step would be
we need some sort of like restoration.
Well, the cease and desist can be enforced right now.
The cease and desist has been being enforced for the last year.
Well, I thought you said they were still bringing material in.
He's still bringing stuff in. So you have a cease and desist that is being ignored. And the next step would be to send a reminder to him that we need to come out and take a look. And just, make sure that he hasn't done anything, which, from what I've seen is not the case. And in that case, then you tell him you got to go back to where we were. And then if you don't, you're going to court. Because I don't know what else, because we do not enforce this. We'd have to get a court order to do so. So I think the next step would be, remind him, take a look, remind him that, things have changed since then. You have not, you've been still doing stuff that we asked you not to. So you got to really stop this time. And if you don't, then it's court. I don't know what else to do, which we'd have to talk to the town attorney about.
And make sure it's clarified that the cease and desist is not dependent on the results of the Logan report.
Yeah, the cease and desist isn't dependent.
He might be thinking that, I can do whatever I want until that report comes in.
You do bring up a good point, because by the same token, we did say that $800 was used to delineate the wetlands, which we did, and it would also be used to determine next steps. So if I paid $800 and was expecting next steps, I might want to complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
If the next steps haven't been done, such as a restoration plan or letting me know. So I think that's something we need to be expeditious about in moving forward in fairness to him, because he did cough up the $800. And we did delineate the wetlands, and we haven't said boo. Since then, the discussions have been with George Logan. Mm-hmm. So I think it would behoove us to get a reset on this if we need to reissue the violation. And then if it doesn't stop, you take him to court. I don't, because we can't do anything ourselves. You have to get a court order to go on the property to do any, remediation.
And that's something we refer to.
We have to talk to the town attorney about that, to Jim Rupert about this, and just get coordinated. I'd like you to sit on the meetings, because with the budget season coming up, I may not be available at every meeting, and it would be good for you to be up to speed with it as the vice chair. And the other thing is that we can move on is the agricultural exemption, because that is a clear violation. There has never been anything planted there. So that's a separate thing that we can move on. We just need to find the paperwork that's associated with it.
Can I speak about this or not?
Yes.
Can I just ask a question? The paperwork. It's been missing for quite a long time.
Have you been able to speak to Barbara Kelly? Because this has been like a month and change since we discussed this the last time, almost 2 months. She said she was willing at the CACIWIC meeting to come in. Have you been able to get her in? Because she was going to go through the files with you to find it.
I haven't asked her to come into Bolton yet.
Well, if you could please do so, because we discussed this 2 months ago, and it would be good to get her in here and find those. And the other thing that I did not hear back from the town was both you and Barbara had told me that Novus, who was our tech support team, lost the files when they transferred them from Barbara's computer to yours. And this was a year ago. I never heard about it from Novus or from you know, the town administrator, Jim Rupert, told me no one had told him about it. And this was like, was it a year? And how long have you been here?
Close to 2 years.
Yeah, so this happened almost 2 years ago, all the files they lost, transferring them from one computer to another. I wrote to Jim Rupert, copied Novus on it again. That was 2 weeks ago on the 16th. I haven't heard back for an explanation. Is how do you do this? I've done a number of these myself, probably 30 or 40. I've never lost data because you always back it up before you copy it. And I've also supervised thousands of these as desktop migrations as part of my work in Cigna. And you don't lose data like this unless you're not doing it right, because you always back it up before you touch anything. So I don't know what Novus did or didn't do, but both Barbara and Alyssa said that, you know, all the files that Barbara had on her computer were lost in the process of transferring them to Alyssa's new computer.
And Barbara's computer is...
I have no idea, because we always would, again,
and
I would...
the people that transfer from one computer to another?
Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Not been notified?
No, they
don't. Oh, no, they have. They were condescending towards Barb when she said that happened, and basically told her no, it didn't. I was there. Yeah, but it was really.
We don't have them. We don't have them.
They just were kind of like, yeah, yeah.
And another thing, when you transfer these things, you make a backup copy, and you don't get rid of the backup. Customer has stated that all of their files are on their computer. So,
is there another stuff you can go from there to whoever Novus answers to, or there's got to be some?
Novus is a vendor that we hire, so it would be through the selectman, the town administrator. And I don't know what our contract says with them. I've never seen it. So it's a function of, you know, what is our agreement with them? What are their liabilities for this? To me, this is unacceptable. And for any number of reasons, including that apparently the town administrator wasn't officially notified about this issue either.
But now he is.
I copied him on this 2 weeks ago, at the same time that I sent that other letter about 37 Notch Road. I sent the email, and I have not heard back from either the town administrator or from Novus.
And what's their time frame like to get back to somebody? Even if it's an in-house thing, what is the time
they
frame?
They know to get back to me immediately because they're on my short list for other stuff that they have screwed up.
What is
their... They usually answer within a day.
And it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. I've never had them go longer than this whenever I've contacted them.
Why do you think
them.
That is? Because
they don't know. They don't answer.
Yeah. They don't have an answer, and it's better to hope I'll go away, which I won't.
Do they know the disposition of Barbara's old computer? Was it disposed of, or is it repurposed somewhere else in the town?
I have no idea.
Well,
see, that's
that
what
question.
We have to find out.
Because if it's somewhere else in the town hall, you can recover that stuff from a hard drive.
Depending on how much has been written.
Yeah, well, yeah,
how
exactly.
much has been overwritten.
Exactly. But it could be sufficient. There could be a lot there. You never know.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
So in the meantime, there's a physical document that I cannot find that Barbara collected. It was a piece of paper that had a drawing on it of the layout, a hand drawing of the layout of the property showing the turnaround that you come into. And then at the end of that little turnaround, an area of fill that was designated as the agricultural exemption. It was a specific area.
Could we ask the applicant for that information?
We could ask him, hopefully. I think he drew it and we looked at it and approved it. And
I imagine he would have pulled on.
I looked in the packets. There was a document that said it was too big. When I looked at the online, you know, minutes and stuff, it said too big to post. So Barbara felt she had either in her office or was somewhere up in the stage in some of the larger files up
No,
there.
we've already talked about that a while ago, like last year, about this whole thing you're saying.
Yes,
Yeah,
and
this is all
so
good.
that's why I
This is
said,
all.
so when I saw Barbara last November, she said she would come in because
Right.
she comes by here all the time to go hiking or snowshoeing on the
She hasn't
trail.
gone in.
No,
I
she
haven't
said
asked
for her
her.
to call her.
Yeah, I haven't asked her to come in for Bolton at least.
What was the time? What was the date when this happened? What's your experiment? I mean,
2018, 2019, right?
2019.
2019, I believe.
It's really.
You have to go and look. And that's the other challenge back then is we didn't have town emails. And so the only reason I have a record of this is because Barbara wrote to me at my personal email. And I kept all of my emails and I forward them all to Alyssa so she has the collection of whatever I had regarding this, you know, for stuff that was not documented, you know, online.
The sad thing is that you can visually see what's going on, breaking the law.
Anyway, that's where that is. So I'm going to go and rattle the chains again to ask that I heard that, you know, P&Z has done something. I haven't been notified. I'd ask that we coordinate with them so that we make sure that we're supporting each other with documentation. And I haven't heard anything. So I'm going to go rattle some more chains. It's now in the public message. Public space because this is being recorded and Mary is taking minutes. And I tried the nice way first.
Worst comes to worst, can we start the
Oh.
whole process over again? Have them go for another agricultural exemption or
I
whatever?
wouldn't do that. I'd just leave him in violation of what he did.
Yeah, because there is no agriculture happening.
And we do have a
Out of
record
the
that
way.
the online documents do say that we granted an agricultural exemption for the purpose of growing blueberries and or mushrooms and mention the approximate area, but there's not a picture.
But we do have those overhead pictures, correct? Of what the property looked like two, 3 years
Yes,
ago
and I
yeah,
sent,
versus what it looks like
and those are on
now.
the record as well.
Yeah,
And I forward those.
those are accessible anytime.
They're,
Anyone can view those at
yeah,
any time.
because they're public record. They're nothing that we did ourselves, which
Right.
wouldn't be kosher.
And just in the GIS, like you can just go in Bolton
Right.
GIS
So,
and
I
look
mean,
and go back
the
years.
picture tells us this, what's the
Yes, and I
same
sent
for
it
those.
because we discussed those when Mr. Usanov came in for the violation discussion with him. I showed those pictures and we discussed them, and then I put them into a Word doc and submitted them as part of the public record and then forwarded them to P&Z and did not hear back from the then chair.
Okay, so my next step is to ask Barb to try to find the files.
Yeah.
You're going to ask Novus
I'm
about
going to
the
reiterate to
files.
Novus, and I'm also going to just say to Jim Rupert again that I want to get P&Z together with you and me and Michael and come up with a plan of action because
Okay.
and the attorney because this is not nothing
Five
is happening.
years, right?
Since the original
Right,
violation,
five years.
one since the one that I had
Six
sent.
at
Yes,
this
there's
point.
been
It's six or
six
close to
years.
seven at this point.
Yeah.
So the original violation should have let them know you don't do things like this and that, you know, you should be planting blueberries and mushrooms. Did not happen. And then more clearing has occurred and filling in the wetlands without any consultation or approval from inland wetlands because he can't on his own expand the area of agricultural exemption, and he cannot decide on his own. Not, I shouldn't say he, any applicant can't make a determination. It's called a jurisdictional ruling. They can't do it themselves. They need to come to the commission and say, this is what I want to do. Is this an exempt activity? Is this an activity permitted as of right? Or is this something I need a permit for? They can't do that on their own.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So you're going to call a meeting with
I'm going to try again
Jim,
because
the
it didn't
attorney.
happen. So I will resend the note and
Okay.
call up.
And to Novus.
Yep, I'm going to reiterate to them.
And then I'll ask Barb to come find the file.
I will start copying the selectmen on my next one. I will add Rodney Fournier onto it when I do this next time. I believe in starting with the people that you're supposed to, and then I escalate the same as with these people who do violations.
A good amount of time to give them every possibility of restoration and do whatever they want to do. But 5 years and it continues to be just as it was on day one is unacceptable.
Yep. So anyway, those are the next steps. She's getting in touch with Barb. I'm going to go and see about Novus again. And I'm going to escalate this to the selectmen and we'll set up a meeting. I'll try to get them to set up a meeting.
Okay, so those are steps.
Because at this point, if there's no voluntary compliance on the part of the applicant, the next part is legal action, and there's no more of the asking the applicant to pay for stuff. We do what's, necessary as part of a court order, and the applicant then pays for it.
We talked about that last time, though, too.
Yep. So I'm just saying it's I think it's time, more than time. Anything else?
Not for that.
And then we got the proposed updates to the wetlands regs and fee schedule. So I would suggest that we just submit the regs for review at this point, and then we can do
for review to DEEB?
No, DEEB doesn't review anymore.
Yeah,
they don't have anybody. No, they
submitted for review, but you won't hear.
Because there's nobody there officially. No, they would go to the town attorney.
Oh, okay.
They go to the town attorney for him to take a look at. I have to put together, which is the latest version? Do you have the latest version, Michael?
I should.
Could you send that to me?
I will find it.
And then I will forward it to...
You're going
to
do that?
I'll take care of it. I'll forward it to the town attorney.
I don't want to just send you on a time right now. I want to confirm it's the latest version. So
yeah, send it. Go and confirm it. And as long as it shows the red lines, and I think you did a summary of the changes as well. And that's what I would submit is that package so they can take a look at that and send any comments.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed was the schedule.
Yeah, we can do that separately. And I'd say let's look at that at our next meeting.
I'll take that up.
Yeah, just send it for me, and then I will send it to... Town Attorney, P&Z, Conservation Commission, because they should look at stuff like this.
Sure.
Selectmen get a copy to look at and review, send any comments back.
Okay.
And then we would have to do, once we get those comments back, if any, then we go and we'll give them, I'll give them like 30 days to review it. And then after that, next thing would be a public hearing, and it'd probably be as well attended as the one that we did tonight for the sewer system. And hopefully you get more people in. I know Rod Parley will show up from Conservation Commission. And then after the public hearing, then you can incorporate whatever comments are from them. And then it's approved and off it goes. Which would be a good thing to do because it's been, I think, 10 years since the last time that we did it. We being Jim and me.
Apparently, based on the Kikikakiwak meeting, though, we're still ahead of the curve a lot of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should update it.
Yeah, and then we could talk about the fee schedule. Because that came up at another meeting. Was it last fall? I don't remember when. It was a couple of months ago. Every 3 months or so, they do a staff meeting. Mm-hmm. Jim Rupert leads it. And that was one of the things that they talked about was our fee schedule, how we're looking at it. And they were asking other folks if, you charge fees for things, look at is it appropriate? Times have changed and so forth. Do we need to start charging for things that used to be for free, or do we need to increase existing fees? And, that was also in light of the fact that we had 6 referenda. So what can you do? Most of these fees won't make or break, that budget. But they do add up.
I have a new fee schedule based on the BOS comments and the P&D or the ZEO comments, like in the tank.
Yeah.
Do you guys just want that, like, before?
Why don't you
now?
Why don't you send it to us? And we'll look at it and we'll put it on the agenda for our next meeting because that gets reviewed separately and that's the selectmen.
Yeah, so you can develop comments before.
Yeah, and the selectmen will be the ones who have to just vote on that, whether they do it as a whole board or give it to a subcommittee to bring a recommendation to the board.
But it'll be helpful if we're all on the same page before it goes to the board selectmen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll send that.
Oh, and that's why we did it separately when Jim and I did it the last time is because you're more likely to change the fees more often. We haven't, but you could.
Yeah.
You can change them at will simply by a vote of the select.
They don't need to talk down the document with the fee schedule.
Well, that's why, because if you put them in the document, then you have to update the document.
Exactly.
Go through this whole thing. Whereas this way, it's a fee that the selectmen approve.
Yeah.
And it's much more streamlined.
Okay, I'll send that at the end of this week.
So then at that point, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Can I say one more thing? Not just...
It looks like you're going to anyway.
Exactly.
This will be under other.
This is under other. I got my email that they have my little certificate. I passed my comprehensive training and it was not fun, Michael. I'm kidding. It was fun in parts of it, but thank you so much.
And related to that, I tried to,
you know, I was using my computer.
Yeah, thank you so
you
much.
You know what? After you told me about your issues with trying to log in.
Uh-huh.
I sort of tried when you told me, and I said, oh, look, I got the classes are up here. I didn't bother to try to select them.
Right.
And then when I went to select them, it turns out because I used to be able to get to them, but then because of an issue I was having for my registrar classes, they changed my login and permissions because they have a really strange way of signing up for classes. You have to know which knowledge domain you belong to and log into that domain.
I didn't even get a menu. I wasn't even able to pick a
yeah.
menu.
It's a very clunky system, and you have to have a separate ID basically to log into every single different type of class that you take. So I have to get in touch with them. It's probably at least I have a contact directly because the people who figured out what the issue was for my, I just remembered, it was like, yeah, they told me, well, we fixed it for the registrar, but we think we screwed it for the wetland stuff. And they were right.
Well, I got my certificate and I finished before Christmas and it was a wonderful thing. I was thrilled.
It was a little frustrating, but something.
So as soon as I finish my registrar training and get that signed off on, I will do the inland wetlands because I need to do the other one. I have a timeline that's shorter for that.
Well, some of the questions also were a little tricky. They were like, they'd say something, but they said it in a way that was like, wait a minute, you're not saying what you, I think you're saying, you're saying the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
what I
definitely
said.
More
really?
Than 4 years.
Sure. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's more than 4 years. If I wanted to check, I can't because I can't get into my account.
Well, I guess it was a new thing that everybody has to be on it.
Yeah, in every 4 years.
And I took the previous version of the class. They updated it, I think, since I took it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we don't have to take it every year.
No, it's every 4 years. It's every 4 years.
It's one of those.
Because it's now like a requirement. I'm hoping that they make them different or more interesting, or maybe hold like an actual in-person thing.
So they used to do all of this stuff was in person in the past, all these classes that we used to take, and then they all went online for them.
Well, it was very comprehensive. I mean, even down to what kind of tractors and what kind of machinery was used in the wetlands, like
UConn still does a few in the field classes, but that are nice, like that agriculture, the forestry one that we went to was pretty good. But most of the
module had like 20 different some things, right?
Yes,
it takes. It was very Michael loved it, so.
So I won't be able to try to
it
like
was,
it
I
for
learned
two
a
or
lot.
three
I
months
have
until
to
I
say,
finish the registrar stuff.
The detail
They'll
there.
Oh
screw
my
my
goodness,
up.
yes.
They'll screw that access
yeah.
in order
You
to get the access
yeah.
to the weapons. No, no, it's fine. We should do it anyway. There's no consequences though.
You're
done. It's the
right.
weird thing
yeah.
where it's me to get in trouble as a registrar if I don't
they
get
were
it
really
done.
Clear, and then there were a couple that were no brainers, but then it was, wait a minute, that's not what
so are we
need.
So are we done? So I can
yes,
let Mary
we are
go.
Done. Yeah, we're done.
Since this is of interest, okay. I think all you need to put down, Mary, is that she liked your class.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary says.
I can do that.
Okay. I will entertain a motion for adjournment. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentioned. We are adjourned at 7:30.
Thank you. See you at the post office.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. No, you were not the post office.